In our prayers this morning, in addition to the names and concerns that are listed in the bulletin, there were just a couple other items to share this morning. As I said, in addition, the Bohm family, they're mourning the death of a family member. We're going to pray for that family. Also, St. John Lutheran Church in Salem is installing a new pastor today, Pastor Harry Stratton. We'll pray for Pastor Stratton as well as the church in Salem. We can also pray for the church family of Fir Lawn Lutheran Church in Sweet Home, as news was shared just yesterday morning that the church was burned down. And so pray for that family of God that's gathering there today. We can also pray for Tim and Kelsey as they're traveling back to Bend, and then a young man named Jonathan that's headed in for serious surgery. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Hear your people, O Lord, who cry to you on behalf of all people in need and through the blessed name of Jesus, that in the face of temptation and trial, we stand firm in the strength of the Lord, who was tempted like us, yet did not sin. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord grant wisdom and obedience to our nation's leaders and to the leaders of the whole world, that peace reign between the nations and that the culture of violence end and our hearts no longer fear. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That all who suffer be relieved, those who are sick be healed, the dying be comforted, and the grieving endure in hope through the resurrection of our Lord. Lord, today especially we pray for Jonathan that has a serious surgery, that you would cover him with your healing hands and those that are caring for him, for that you grant traveling mercies to Tim and Kelsey as they head back to Bend right now this morning, for the Bohm family that's mourning the death of a family member, that you'd cover this tragedy and bring hope in the situation, for St. John Lutheran Church in Salem as they partner with Pastor Harry Stratton today in ministry moving forward, that you would bless them and unite them as a church family. For the church family of Fir Lawn Lutheran Church in Sweet Home, as the members of that church gather today and mourn the loss of their structure and building that they've worshipped in. Lord, we also uplift the names that are before us today that have asked for our prayer. John, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Kyle, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Pamela, Andrew and Emily, Steve, Alan, Sarah, Iggy, Janie, Darlene, Janet, Jan, Kathy, Marlene, Rob, Steve, Jim and Ellen, Anna, Bietha, and Barry. For these people and their concerns, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray that we be slow to judge others and quick to forgive in Christ's name, that we bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the call to love one another, and that we regularly offer prayers, supplications, and intercessions for all who have asked, for all as they have need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves, those on whose belief behalf we have prayed, and for all those in any need, trusting that your mercy will supply to us all things needful and keep us from all things harmful. Through Jesus Christ,
Lord
have mercy. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.